I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions rise in Thailand as protesters fill the streets. Details in a moment. And people without scripture finally get to see God's word. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Conditions are ripe for another military takeover in Thailand. Pro-democracy demonstrations have been largely peaceful so far, but Thailand is ruled by a monarchy. Supporters of the royal family are headed to the streets, and analysts say a potential conflict between protesters could give the military an excuse to butt in. Joe Handley is of Asian Access.
There is a lot of violence that comes out of these pro-democracy movements. You have some people that are really just trying to stand up for their rights, and you have others where it breaks out into violence, which isn't good for society.
Asian Access comes alongside local Christian leaders. It equips them for situations and seasons like these.
It is not easy to be a pastor in the midst of what's happening. There's all sorts of anger and frustration and violence happening around you, and people get hot on either side. It takes a unique skill set to kind of be an agent or a broker of peace.
Please pray Thai believers can stand out as peacemakers during this tumultuous season and pray their witness draws many to Christ.
Pray for the gospel's advance in Thailand. This is an unreached people group, very small, fledgling little church that is really desperate for the hope of Christ.
The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming up this Sunday, November 1st. Mission India wants to help people prepare their hearts with a four-day devotional on Christian persecution in India. Mission India's Eric Morshead says the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, or IDOP, is a good time for Christians in the West to look beyond ourselves.
With everything going on in our world right now, we all kind of look to our own communities and elections and things coming up. It's always good to take a minute and pause to see how others like us are being treated as Christians around the world. And so this devotional is just a great time to kind of take a pause from what's going on in our own backyard, if you will, and start to look at what's happening to Christians in India.
Christian persecution in India has gotten worse. Last year was the first time India made the top 10 worst countries to be a Christian on the World Watch List.
Over 60% of Christians in India experience some sort of direct persecution. And so it happens on a frequent basis. And we really want people to understand what the impact that has on Christians in India and how actually God is moving amidst that.
You can check out Mission India's four-day devotional for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church at missionnews.org. And if you followed MNN for any period of time this year, you've probably heard about the world's first complete Bible in any sign language. Translators finished the American Sign Language version, or ASLV, a few months ago. Dora International also finished work in ASL, the chronological Bible translation. DOR President Rob Meyer says these are critical resources for Bible translators outside the U.S.
American Sign Language, because it is so influential in the world, our desire was to see two source versions that could be used by other teams, potentially multiple translations.
There are approximately 70 million deaf people worldwide and at least 350 different sign languages.
90% of those sign languages actually don't even have any published scripture at all. English has, I believe, over 100 different versions of Bible translation.
The ASL Bibles can help deaf translation teams get God's word into their heart sign language.
American Sign Language has connections to a number of other sign languages, both in North America as well as Western Africa and even parts of Asia.
Consider how to help DOR get God's word into more sign languages, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Even if it's just a small donation, we would love for you to come alongside new translation work. DOR right now is involved in 10 active translations, and we'll be bringing two more on board in the next year. One of them in South Asia and one of them in Madagascar.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of MNN helps us bring you stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.